Hi, and welcome to SimCast, where we at Senior Insurance Marketing dive into all things insurance. We hope agents can utilize this as another tool to expand their knowledge and better assist their clients. This is Todd Brow with Senior Insurance Marketing, and welcome to our podcast today, the SimCast. And with me today, I have the Vice President of Sales for Heartland National Life, Brandon Reed. Brandon, welcome to our podcast today.
Thank you, Todd. Hello, everybody. Looking forward to speaking with y'all.
Well, hey, Brandon, you have some great products at Heartland National, and you just came out with a short-term home health care. And I know for one, I had a family member that we had to use home health care benefit, and it was really helpful for us, you know. Since I work and my brother worked, it was nice to have someone else to help us out, and also having a policy to pay for it, you know, so we didn't have to pay it out of pocket, you know, helped us out tremendously. So can you tell us, you know, about your product and what features there are, and how it can benefit individuals? As we know, you know, our population is growing older, and the need for long-term care and home health care and hospital indemnity is going to be much greater. So how can this these policies come into effect and help the client out?
Yes, fantastic, Todd. And you know, you bring up a good point. The first thing you said there, a lot of people, you know, could help their family members. However, if you're employed, if you're working, you'd have to take away from your income that year to be able to provide care to a family member. So with home health care in particular, it's wonderful having an option to pay somebody else to provide that care to your loved one. And you know, with these home health care products, it's not just limited to skilled care, having a nurse or a therapist or some type of specialist come out to the house. Included in these programs is also home health aid benefits. And that to me is the big thing, right? Like you said, having to help a family member with some of these things can be hard at times, sometimes impossible. But with home health aid benefits, we can have somebody now helping with the cooking, the cleaning, the toileting, helping them get dressed. Sometimes things that maybe the family member or even the loved one might not be so comfortable doing, right? Although we would, because we love our family, but sometimes the person needing the care or the person providing the care may be more comfortable to outsource that to a professional in that category.
You know, and I think to continue what you said there too, just by personal experience, you know, it's a lot of stress for the family member that is a caregiver, you know, being there 24/7 or being there, you know, 12 hours a day. Plus, you know, in addition to, you know, trying to keep a job and your other, you know, activities and doing your grocery shopping as well too. And, you know, it might not be, you know, next door that your family member is. It might be in another town or, you know, 2 hours away, 5 hours away, or a plane right away as well too. So, you know, there's a lot of stress that, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize until they really get into it. And I think with the home health care, and I know in our situation, it really helped us out, my brother and I, because it was kind of almost like having a, if I may say, another family member help us out, even though they weren't family members.
For some folks, Todd, I think that all they have is their significant other, right? They may not have family around to help them. And then even some individuals, you know, we've got clients who they don't have a significant other anymore. And that's where I see this product, you know, benefiting them the most, is now you do have somebody who can assist you, whereas otherwise you may not have. But, you know, these plans are loaded with benefits, whether it be home health care, home health aid, even prescription drug reimbursements. And with Heartland National in particular, we have a lot of agents and policyholders telling us, wow, this is incredible. Seeing some of the largest reimbursements for prescriptions on the market today, $15 per fill on a generic.
Wow.
$30 per fill on a brand name drug. Oftentimes people at 65 are paying, you know, $40 to $50 a month for a plan like this. If you're getting reimbursed every month for your medications, you can end up actually making money on these policies for several years before you even need the insurance to actually pay on home health care or home health aid. So there's ways to afford these policies, even for those on fixed incomes. And the nice thing about Heartland is we've designed plans for every budget. There's a basic, a standard, and a complete package, depending on affordability. You can get as little benefit as you need up to, you know, $600 a day of home health care and $150 a day of home health aid benefit. All of our plans offer an Rx reimbursement, whether it be a $360 maximum or a $720 maximum. So it really does help with affordability, Todd, and the plans have a lot of benefit, and I think they're worth it either way, even if you're having to pay the premiums out of pocket. But there are ways you can get help affording these policies if needed.
So what you're saying is that there's that prescription drug benefit of $360 or the $720. So, I mean, it's that almost pretty much pays for the policy itself, I would assume. And I guess how is that reimbursement of the drug, you said the $15 for generic and $30 for brand names. How does that work?
Yeah, first and foremost, the benefits start paying day one. We don't look at pre-existing conditions. We don't look at their records to see if they've been taking this medication previously. Day one coverage for any medications they're taking, and all we need is a copy of the receipt. We have an Rx reimbursement form, of course, that would help with organizing everything, mm-hmm. and that can be sent in with the receipts for this prescription drug reimbursement.
Wow.
One of the biggest questions I get is, Brandon, do you have to need home health care or home health aid in order to start getting those Rx reimbursements? No, there's no contingencies.
Wow.
The Rx reimbursement, again, pays day one, regardless of need for care. You could be the healthiest individual, however, maybe taking a few medications for blood pressure and cholesterol, and we can start reimbursing you for those to help afford premiums until you really need these policies to pay down the road. Because you may want one of these policies in force, but not need it for 10 or 15 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Until you're a little bit older. So you can afford to pay those premiums now, get that policy in place, and use the Rx reimbursements to fund it.
Wow. So you can use the, like you said, the Rx reimbursement like day one of the policy.
Day one. No pre-existing on that, and no need for care in order to start receiving benefits.
Yeah. Wow, that's awesome.
In order to receive, Todd, the home health care benefit and the home mm-hmm. health aid benefits,
mm-hmm.
we need to prove that we're unable to perform at least two out of your six ADLs, activities of daily living. So okay. if you are unable to, whether it's due to a cognitive or functional impairment, unable to perform at least two out of your six activities of daily living, then we can start paying benefits, again, up to $600 a day of home health care and up to $150 a day for home health aid benefit.
Wow. Wow. And so it's basically two of the six ADLs that you cannot perform that triggers it.
Another big thing with these plans, Todd, is the limited underwriting. Very, very minimal underwriting. There are three health questions to get on this plan, maybe four if you're applying for the complete package.
Okay.
Whereas with long-term care insurance, there's extreme underwriting, a lot yep. of deep underwriting. With these home health care plans, whether it be Heartland or most companies, it's very minimal underwriting. And with us, it's three health questions. We're just basically making sure these individuals don't already need home health care or home mm-hmm. health aid benefits, making sure they don't have Alzheimer's or memory loss, dementia. Basically making sure they're able to perform their own ADL still. And if so, they can get on these programs. Of course, we couldn't take people on if they're already needing help because they would start triggering benefits day one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But so, for me, Todd, that's the solution. Those who can't get long-term care or those who mm-hmm. can't afford long-term care now have an alternative solution. It's not long-term care, but it's 360 days of benefit for home health care. And 120 up to 180 days of home health aid benefit included in these plans.
Got it. So talking about, I was just, so if you could not perform two of the six ADLs and just say you got better and you were able to perform your ADL, so you went off of claim. Will my benefits be no longer if I cannot perform two of the six ADLs down the road then, or how does that work, Brandon?
Sure. So as soon as benefits are triggered, of course, they get up to 360 days of the home health care benefit and 120 built in of home health aid, up to 180 days of home health aid if they add on some additional coverage through riders. However, if they use all of their 360 days, we can reset and give them a whole nother 360 days of coverage and 120 days of home health aid once they have no longer needed these services for a period of 180 consecutive days. So there is a restoration of benefits after a period of 180 days. Now, I think what you might have been asking, Todd, was, let's say maybe I use up 5 or 6 days of coverage, and then I no longer need assistance with my ADLs for a few weeks. But then 3 weeks later, my doctor signs off on it again. Yes, you're unable to perform at least two out of your six ADLs. The benefits can kick back in, and you would still fall under the same 360 days. So you've already used up 8 of them.
Got it.
The benefits don't fully restore until you've experienced a full separation of 180 days, consecutive days of not needing home health care or home health aid benefit or services.
Got it. So I'm just looking at the different benefits. So there's skilled nursing care, general nursing care, physical therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy, respirational therapy, and chemotherapy, and also medical social services is covered underneath that this policy as well, right?
Yeah, and interostomal therapy, right?
Oh, like that's right. Yeah,
wound care, cleaning wounds. You know, my wife's grandmother just recently, she had actually tripped on the dog leash, right? And she had scraped off some of the skin on her forearm. And you know what? You need some help with that, whether it's ointments or bandages. I'm sure there's other cases where you might need somebody to come out to the house to tend to those wounds. If maybe it's following up on some type of chemotherapy or neuropathy, right, can sometimes get ugly to where people are seeing wounds on the extremities of their body. So interostomal care is a big one for me as well. So my wife's grandmother recently tripped on the dog's leash, scraped her forearm, and needed some ointment and bandages. But I'm sure there's examples of people who have maybe just finished receiving chemotherapy or are currently receiving chemo, or possibly even some folks with neuropathy, where those wounds on their extremities get pretty serious on their feet, fingertips. That's the type of care we can get in the comfort of your own home. You don't have to worry about transportation, getting to the doctor's office when you're dealing with these painful wounds. And you can have somebody come out to the house to tend to those wounds if you're unable to perform, you know, two out of your six activities of daily living.
Yeah. You know, and you kind of mentioned there, you know, at the comfort of your own home, you know, like the old adage, you know, home is the best remedy, best medicine. And, you know, I think, you know, I was reading an article where, you know, more individuals are wanting to stay at home as long as they can. And, you know, again, with the Heartland National policy, the home healthcare policy would be a perfect example. You know, if you do need someone to stay, you know, come to your house and help you with the cooking, cleaning, or whatever, and you know, just check on you. You know, that's a great policy to have, as well as you're at the home and you know, in your comfort zone, basically, you know. So
yeah, and I think Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans, you know, they do provide some coverage for these types of things, up to 8 hours a day, 35 hours a week at the most for home care. However, there are individuals who would need more than that. There are individuals who would need help who maybe don't have that type of coverage, but even with that coverage could still use some additional help. And that's where these plans are going to come in. Now, when we look at those Medicare Advantage plans and we look at the cost for skilled nursing care in a skilled nursing facility, we're seeing those numbers go up every year. This is actually the first year that I've seen clients are now responsible for a small amount, even the first 20 days in skilled nursing. On Medicare Advantage plans, on a lot of them, $10, $20 a day. Not to get into the weeds on those programs, but we are seeing some exposure now during the first 20 days and beyond 20 days, over $200 a day for skilled nursing. Wow. And that's where, whether you're getting that help through a skilled nursing plan via Heartland National's hospital indemnity plan and the skilled nursing rider, that's a way you can cover some of those gaps. But also, these home health care plans pay for skilled nurses to come out to the home. So if you'd rather have that skilled care done at home and you're unable to perform at least two out of your six ADLs, that is a solution for you, the home health care policy.
So what you're saying is kind of with the Medicare Advantage plans, it's kind of a complementary, the home health care is kind of a complementary with the Medicare Advantage account, kind of fills some of the gaps, so to speak. So
yeah, and without getting too in the weeds,
because yeah.
I know there's some requirements there, but
yeah,
absolutely. I do think that home health care, really any of the Heartland National products, hospital indemnity, skilled nursing coverage, cancer insurance, these are all solutions to help protect people from these gaps. Now, with the home health care, the max benefit is $300 a day to have a skilled nurse come out to the home. So that can help big time with some of those costs. Now, when we talk about hospital indemnity, other product lines, we can come back to that, of course, later. But there are solutions to get that type of care outside of your own home, too. And Heartland National Life has solutions for that.
So speaking of, you mentioned that you also have a hospital indemnity product. Any other products that you have that kind of want to highlight a little bit here or any new products coming out?
Yeah, Heartland National will be building an entirely new hospital indemnity plan for next year, adding in some new benefits like coverage for diagnostic radiology, physical therapy. And we're really excited to launch that new product in the new year. But currently, Heartland National just launched an annuity product. It's a fixed rate, multi-year guaranteed annuity that really provides people with the ability to protect their assets in retirement at a fixed rate. For example, 5.8%. for a five-year MIGA, multi-year guaranteed annuity, locking in that fixed rate for a period of anywhere from 3, 5, 7, or 10 years, giving you the ability to, yes, protect those assets and generate some more income while doing so.
Yeah. And so, and again, what was the rate that's currently crediting right now?
Currently, it's a 5.8% rate on the 5 year.
On the 5 year, yeah. And also, too, it's a good way to... pass on that money to your loved ones as well, too. And, you know, and make your money work hard for you, because, I mean, you worked hard for it. So why not have it work hard for you now to pass it on to your loved ones, or as well, you know, have an income from it as well on that.
Yeah, and you can make withdrawals on the interest monthly with Heartland. There's quite a few features you can add to these annuity products, like enhanced benefit riders that allow you to take out money to pay for critical illnesses or skilled care bills from the hospital. So there's a lot of features in these programs to where you can really see Heartland still thinking about the client and their needs while enrolled into these policies.
Yeah. Again, it's just another way to access funds to help pay for home health care and, you know, as well as have your home health care policy with Heartland National and also a hospital indemnity policy as well, too. So
good great. Point. Yeah. Use the interest that's building off the annuity to pay for your home health care plan, to pay for your supplemental health policies.
Yeah.
It's a nice way to be able to afford, you know, a little bit of extra insurance to make sure you're protected when you need it the most.
Yeah. Definitely. Awesome. Well, hey, Brandon, I really appreciate your time today talking about home health care from Heartland National. Also, they have a hospital indemnity and also an annuity as well, too. So, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call here at Senior Insurance Marketing, 402-434-7761, or go to our website at www.simkt.com, and we'll be glad to help you out to learn more about the Heartland National products as well. So again, Brandon, thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to tune in next time as we make the senior insurance market simplified.